Senator Wardner, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel. It's good to be here. Thank you.
U.S. Highway 85, you made some news recently, and I read the article through the Forum News Service, Brian Horwath. I don't know how you pronounce Brian's name, but it was a good article, and it talks about how you're not trying to be overly critical of DOT. You're just trying to say, look, we've got to put some money in some roads out here.
Well, you know, DOT, they've got a job to do. They got to serve the whole state of North Dakota. I think it's the legislature that has to take the pressure off of them and say, we're going to set aside a certain amount of money that's going to be dedicated to 85 so that DOT can then take care of it and take care of their other projects.
Tell people where Highway 85 runs, Rich, well, so people know.
Okay, well, Highway 85 comes into the state south of Bowman. It goes through Bowman, North Dakota, on up through Belfield. Belfield's about 20 miles west of Dickinson. It intersects I-94 and continues north up to Watford City. At Watford City, it goes west, and then about, I guess, 50.
Well, I think we're losing Senator Wardner. I'll have Amy check and make sure. From Watford City, it goes west, and it goes back north through Alexander. It goes up to Williston. And quite frankly, it is the most traveled road in the state right now, I would argue. I mean, if you have been on that road, to have it be not a four-lane road is just completely unacceptable. And I think that that's what Senator Wardner is getting at. I gave him the rest of the logistics, Rich. As you know, I've been on that road quite a bit. But the governor, I was at a function in Williston one time, about a year ago, and the governor spoke of what their plan was on Highway 85 to try to get around some of the federal regs on four-laning the roads. And he was talking about long turning lanes. He was talking about, you know, adding turning lanes until pretty soon you find the road four-laned. Is that the proper plan for this, or should we be going at it more aggressively?
Well, there's no question that if you go to a median divided highway with grass and that type of thing, it will take a long time to get that taken care of with the environmental impact studies and all that. I think we're doing it the right way. And, of course, the DOT has a design that has a median in it, and it will be a safe highway. I'm confident of that.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, we're sitting here with an oil patch that I don't see slowing down. But some people right now are listening to you say this, saying, well, what if we build this four-lane road on Highway 85? The oil, the Williston Basin Bakken play gets developed out, and we're past the construction phase, and all of a sudden traffic slows down. Are we going to own something that isn't going to be used the way it's being used now?
Well, from the people that I talk to and people that are in the know, and as they take a look at the whole basin, it looks like it's moving south right along Highway 85. And really, the epicenter of the whole thing is in McKenzie County, and that needs to be taken care of no matter what. Right now, McKenzie County is producing 30% of the state's oil, which is unbelievable. And then you throw Montreal in there, and they together do 55%. They tell me that's more than Alaska produces. And so we got two counties, and we've got McKenzie County isolated in many ways by rivers. The only way into McKenzie County is you come across the Four Bears Bridge at Newtown, or the Lost Bridge north of Killdeer, or the Long X Bridge south of Watford, and the Williston Bridge across the Missouri. And so everything comes into there, and it's throttled down. And so it is critical just for that area now to make sure that we four-lane the highway, plus get some more work done on the crossroads like Highway 23 and 200.
Let me ask you this in a perspective that I think people will understand. If you had a 15-year-old granddaughter or grandson, would you ever let them drive Highway 85 from Watford City to Williston?
The answer is no.
That says a lot right there, Senator Wardner. Now, the next question, and I'm not trying to be partisan here. I'm being geographical. Isn't the deck stacked against you? I mean, you're sitting here and you don't have the new survey, so you don't have more legislative seats from Western North Dakota, which you may have with your new population base. But is Eastern North Dakota, because I didn't see the Al Carlsons of the world saying, yeah, we need to spend this money in Western North Dakota the way they should have, I felt, last year. And he's from Fargo.
Well, I will tell you that a lot has changed up here since January of this year. I cannot believe the exploration and the drilling that's going on and the activity in McKenzie County, how it's ramped up over the last, 10 months. So things have changed. The other thing, Joel, and by the way, I want you to know, I support Fargo and their flood project 100% because I do not want Fargo ever to flood. And so we are already setting money aside for that project. And it's critical to the lives of the people in Fargo. This project out here is critical to the lives and the people out here in Western North Dakota. So I think it's rightly so that we would set some money aside dedicated to Highway 85 so that the DOT, every biennium, keeps working on it and getting it done.
When do you feel Highway 85 should be four lane by?
Well, the sooner the better. I guess realistically, if we could get it done in 10 years, that'd be great. I don't know if it can happen that soon. But I want to point out, Joel, that there's a lot of work being done right now between Williston and Watford, and they are putting in reliever routes at Watford, reliever routes on Williston, reliever routes at Alexander, and those are critical. And the cost, they have two reliever routes coming off of 85 that goes west to 85 going south around Watford City. That's a $70 million project. So we got to get those things going. And believe me, that reliever route will help that city a lot. And then it's another $70 million to go from 85 over to Highway 23. So that's going to make quite a difference in the quality of life for those people, just that alone. But I drove it last night coming back from the meeting up in Watford, and the traffic wasn't bad. But boy, I'll tell you, it's just a stream of lights.
Senator Wardner, do you think that we've prioritized the oil patch enough in our budgeting?
I'd have to say no. And I'm including myself in that. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody else. It's like someone said to me, two bienniums ago, we gave X amount of dollars. Then last biennium, we gave more. This past biennium, we actually tripled it. In our minds, and we thought we had really done a good job, but we really didn't get out there to take a look at the needs that are needed out there. So, that's behind, and we got to go forward.
I have the sound. You don't need it because you've heard it from many different people who say that North Dakota needs to give tax relief to the oil companies that, on a nationwide basis, they could go somewhere else. That was starting to be pitched as many as 3-4 years ago. They've never left. The oil extraction tax, in my personal opinion, Senator Wardner, is not an inhibitor for them doing business here. It is a tool that we use to get the resources to accomplish what you just said. Al Carlson, and I'm not picking on Al. Al guest hosts for me. I consider him a friend. But Al said, when is enough money enough? It seems to me that you've answered that by saying that Highway 85, we've got infrastructure needs. There's going to be a movement in this next legislative session to lower the oil extraction tax. One of the biggest, most powerful Republican allies and firms is hiring ex-executives in North Dakota to do that. Are you going to support that? Are you going to support lowering the oil extraction tax when the need is there on Highway 85?
Well, not at this time. My idea would always be that if it needs to be lowered, that we would have it out into the future and ratchet down slowly. And Joel, just so you know, I was on the bill last time to lower it, but it wasn't to lower it immediately. And I realize it was a short period of time down the road. But again, things have changed out there. I mean, what has happened in McKenzie County is unbelievable. I mean, all of a sudden they hit some wells that were bringing in 5,000 barrels a day when they started. Now, they do decline, but We didn't have wells like that in other parts. And so all of a sudden, everybody's in there. Everybody's drilling. And so things have, like I said, things have changed the last 10 months.
But has this, Rich, gotten more of your attention, or have you become more public on the needs because it's gotten closer to Dickinson? Because I believe this is what Williston's been living for a number of years already.
Right. I think it's a little of both. I think I'm becoming more public, and I'm realizing that it's not going to slow down. I thought it would level off a little bit, but it's not, and they would have time to catch up with the infrastructure. And keep in mind that in McKenzie County, they're going to get another big gas plant. This one's going to be huge. And we need that. As you know, that is critical infrastructure for cutting the flaring. So we got to take care of these people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that little island, so to speak, cannot take care of the rest of the state.
Senator Wardner, every time I ask you a question, you give me an honest answer. Thank you for that. I appreciate you coming on News and Views today.
Well, you're welcome.
You bet. Rich Wardner, there's a reason he has the respect of his peers.